You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, I went to see Dr. Singh. She said to tell you what up.
Hello, Dr. Singh. Hope you're doing well.
She is. She's doing fabulously. She had on her mask and the face shield. I bought myself a face shield. Do you think you want one? They sent two.
Nah, I'm good. You can keep that.
But you're around the young men at football practice, and I think a face shield would help. And it would allow people to see your face. You know, I miss seeing people smile ever since we've been wearing masks. Even though it's important, I'm going to do it. I just like to see a smile on your face. And with the shield, you see your face.
Something to consider.
How was your evening?
It was normal. Went to football practice. My boys were, man, they was on it yesterday. They did a real good job at practice, so I let them out probably about 13 minutes early. I know they enjoyed that. Went home, ate a little something, watched a couple of NFL films that I like to watch on NFL Network. Thought about my friend Shay Moore.
Please.
See, when I try to be, when I try to expose myself and I try to be vulnerable, that's the backlash I get right there.
It's because you're lying. You're doing this for the radio right now.
What is that? I don't know how to do that. But then, you know, went to bed, went to sleep, and now I'm here with you.
Mayor Quentin Lucas, he was putting on for the gram. Well, Twitter to be exact. He talked about a call that he had with Dr. Birx, a part of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. And he says a number of recommendations were made during that call, including limiting indoor dining, closing bars or reducing their hours, and making masks mandatory in public at all times. Of course, this is in response to the increase of coronavirus cases that we've had in the area, particularly St. Louis and the KCMO, Kansas region.
Well, if an expert says that, then aren't we still supposed to follow through with it? With the recommendation?
This was a recommendation. A lot of folks are going to be angry because it seems as though we were kind of pushing through phase one, phase two, phase three, and it looks like we're going to have to dial that back just a bit.
I ain't mad at it. Whatever we, you know, we're over 4 million cases of this in the United States alone, which leads the world. We got to do what we got to do, fam. I mean, right now, if we want a 2021, 2020's over. I mean, what activities are we going to do in 2020 for the rest of the year? We need to focus on making 2021 something that we can salvage. Because 2020, we can't.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
We got to do what we got to do, fam.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
20 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Probably sunny and humid. Cloudy in 73. Right now, Raytown. Shay was popping.
Tamar's boyfriend, David Adefiso, has given an update on the singer and reality star after she was hospitalized for an alleged suicide attempt earlier this month. So in the statement, he said, quote, "On behalf of Tamar Braxton, I want to thank her fans and the public for the ongoing thoughts and prayers. Tamar is a beautifully talented woman, a devoted mother, loving girlfriend, a dear sister, and a special friend to countless people." Then he talked a little bit more about her mental health condition and talked about some statistics that say mental health affects 1 in 5 Americans. And that she's getting the help that she needs.
Never want to see anybody go through what she's going through. Let's pray she makes it through it.
Meanwhile, folks are calling David very controlling. And they're saying that they were taping a reality show called Get Your Life that was supposed to be about Tamar Braxton, but he wanted it to be about him.
You know, you got to recognize who the star is in a relationship, fam. Clearly, it's Tamar. Mm. Back.
I watched this show on Starz called P-Valley. Have you ever heard of it?
I have.
Well, they got renewed for season 2. I'm excited about that. There's only 3 episodes in, and they've already gotten the nod for that second season. It's about a fictitious Skrull Club in Mississippi. Mm. And it's a lot of drama. I've been enjoying it thoroughly.
The ratchet side of Shay Moore.
You know, I like to read books and look at ratchetry. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
In the news.
Reports say that Drea Michele lost her endorsement with Rihanna's Savage Fenty after she made comments about the Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez incident.
Oh boy.
Ain't nothing worse than losing some money after flipping your lip.
Yeah, and she's not the sharpest knife in the toolbox either.
Oprah Winfrey landed an interview series with Apple. It's going to be called The Oprah Conversation. It'll feature Oprah along with other newsmakers and leaders from all over the world.
Okay, so if this always mystify me. If Oprah is still working and she's still doing her thing, why did she get rid of her show?
She just didn't want to do it every day.
Okay.
It's a lot of work to put on that type of show that aired 5 days a week. So she kind of just want to do it when she want to. So she got this little series. She'll crank that out. It begins July 30th. And she's got a Professor Ibram X who will be joining her. And he has a book called How to Be an Anti-Racist.
Mm. Yeah, it was when I was younger, but she stopped doing her show like 10 years ago. I just always assumed that she like retired, even though she never said it. That's just what I thought in my mind.
No, because she had the OWN network at that time and she really wanted to put more of her attention to building up the OWN situation. And she's done a good job at that because at first nobody was watching OWN at all. They didn't have much programming. But ever since she was able to move away from the day-to-day at the Oprah Winfrey Show, she's been able to put more attention.
Oh, on her own. Okay.
On her own, literally and figuratively. Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla, he said that he urged Kanye West to run for president in 2024, not 2020.
Any year, you shouldn't do that. Go ahead.
Kanye may be on your ballot in the state of Missouri. The Secretary of State said that Kanye submitted signatures to get on the ballot before the 5 p.m. deadline on yesterday. So they're going to go ahead and count those signatures. If he has 10,000, then he'll be on the ballot for president.
Okay, that's cool. But what about the other states he'd have missed already? Which is like...
Well, he missed those.
This dude there's no words for this dude, man. He's just outrageous. And you know, I don't want to be too harsh on him because of the whole mental health conversation that we continue to have, but just some of the antics, Shay, I just don't get.
Speaking of voting on Thursday, make sure you're tuned in on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page for our virtual discussion on voting. We'll be talking about Medicaid expansion. We'll be talking about what's on the ballot on both sides of the border, Kansas and Missouri. Got some really cool special guests. Starts at 6:30. Hope you'll join us.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Oh my goodness, so just last night, this girl owed me $20, right? I asked her for my $20. Okay, I know she don't have it, right? So I said, won't you go on and bring my niece here for $10, then we can knock the debt off, right? She wanted to start talking out the left side of her neck last night because everybody was around. And going off, I'm mad because you owe me $20, and you get mad because I asked you for my $20. Mm-hmm. And not even the $20, I only asked you for half of the $20 that you owe me. Come on now. What do they do that at?
Was this a Mad Dog 2020 involved in this situation?
Girl, I gave her $20 so she can get a baby.
Hey, I knew it had to be something.
She tried to get me. Yes. She was like, why don't you gonna go to the, you know, the man and be like, get credit. I was like, nah, man, I don't do credit for nobody else. Let me give you this $20 and you just pay me back the $20. And now she don't want to give me the $20. And now she finna get evicted at her apartment. So she want to come and kick down my door because she ain't got nowhere to go.
Dang.
So guess what I did, y'all?
What you
guess
do?
I called Casey Finest on her. Sure did. Called Casey Finest on her.
And reported her for $20 that you owe for? Oh, destruction of property.
Destruction of property.
Oh, she kicked your door in for real.
She tried to. The lock didn't let her. But it was destruction of property. Yes. Yes.
Don't tell the police about the weed, though. That's going too far.
Let the story, it unfolded. I told the police.
She told him. I can tell she heard it.
Well, we're going to keep your name out there, all right?
$10.
You have yourself a good day, all right?
You too.
Stay off the weed.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Get to that money. $1,000 in stimulus. Listen for your chance to get qualified. Shouts out to Dr. Yolanda Cargill. She is the newly installed superintendent of the Center School District. She announced on Twitter that they've decided to make the school year a little bit later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in response to coronavirus, and they're going to begin virtually, just like many of the other school systems are doing as well.
It's the right thing to do. Have you seen the numbers with this virus and the young people?
Definitely. The median age for coronavirus used to be 54. And because so many young people are getting it, it is now 37. So more young people are getting it and passing it. Parents, be mindful of that. Make sure your kids are masked up, socially distancing, and washing their hands. T.I., his daughter Deja Harris posted some messages on Instagram yesterday that had some folks wondering what's going on. She posted, "Watch how you speak to your children. I don't care how old they are, they still deserve the same respect that you expect in return." She then went on to say, "I still love you, but from a distance. Not because I don't care about you, but more so for the sake of my own well-being and inner peace."
I didn't know their relationship was fractured like that.
Some folks think it must be about T.I., but it could be about her mother too. Got me to thinking, do you owe your parents respect just because they're your parents? Or do they have to earn respect like everybody else in the world?
I was always brought up on the first thing that you said. Automatically respect your parents. That's just how I view it. Now, I know that there are things that we've all gone through. Your parents might not have been the best parents. They might not have been there when you needed them. Some other things might have been going on, and I understand that. But from my point of view and how Brian lives, it's just for me. I go by that first thing you said.
I had a conversation with my adult nieces. One of them is 24, the other one is 28. And they were trying to explain to me that they don't like the way my sisters talk to them. And I told them I have a quick answer for that. You should move. And they didn't like that.
That's the answer. You know,
told them, just like I tell you, that you should not allow any young man that you're dating to treat you outside of the way you want to be treated. If you feel like your parents are treating you that badly, you should probably move.
Yeah.
And I said, your relationship will get better.
Yeah, because I think then in turn they'll see that you're taking initiative and you're grown up now, and they'll see you in a whole different light that they don't see you in now. You're still in the house, so they still see you as that kid. At least that's what
they
I
don't pay
imagine.
Their own cell phone bills. Yeah. I don't want to get all in their business, but.
But we get it, though. I mean,
I was raised much like you.
Yeah.
That your parents get respect regardless of what's going on.
Yeah. But I do respect and understand other people's different circumstances, because there aren't a lot. Not there aren't a lot. There are some bad parents out here. There are.
Regardless, the Bible doesn't say anything about whether they're good or bad. It says honor your mother and father. It didn't say if they're good or if they're bad. If you want to live long, that's what it say. Mm-hmm. But everybody doesn't believe in that, but I do. Mm-hmm. You know. What are your thoughts on this? Do you owe your parents respect just because they're your parents, or do they have to earn respect like everyone else?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Representative John Lewis lies in state at the Capitol today, Brian. Folks can go by and see him. He's on the steps of the east side of the building as coronavirus stipulations bar people from entering the Capitol. Mm-hmm. It's happening from 8 until 10 o'clock. We're going to be talking with Congressman Cleaver about the life and times of John Lewis and what he knew as a person who knew him personally.
A real life hero.
A lot of respect is owed to John Lewis. Speaking of respect, T.I. and his daughter, of course, have been going through some things ever since he casually talked about her being checked by a gynecologist to make sure that she's still a virgin. This happened on a podcast several months ago, and it played out on his show, T.I. and Tiny's Friends and Family Hustle on VH1. So his daughter posted on her social media account, "Watch how you speak to your children. I don't care how old they are. They still deserve the same respect that you expect in return." So that got us to talking. Do your parents have to earn your respect, or do they automatically get it just because they're parents?
I just came from the school, old school way of automatically respecting your parents. Like there was, I never even thought of the alternate of not respecting your parents. I never even thought of that. But I do understand that there are different circumstances for different people, but I just don't live by that rule.
What do you say?
No, we should not honor them unless they've been in our lives. Because I'm going to tell you this. My daughter just graduated high school. She just asked her father to be there, and he would not be there because of his wife. That don't make no sense at all.
I hear what you're saying, but my father was not in my life for a very large part of it. And God convicted me about that, because the word doesn't say honor your mother and father if they're there for you. It says honor your mother and father. And so he really got on me because I do a lot for the community and people that I don't even know. And he says, how are you going to do that for strangers and you won't even do it for your own father? So there, I had some very valid reasons to think the way that I did, but it still doesn't make it right. You could be valid, but it doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do. I would just encourage your daughter to continue to honor your father. That doesn't mean she has to be a fool and continue to hurt herself, but don't speak negative on her dad. If she sees him, be respectful and then just let it go.
See, we try that. We try that with him, but he don't want to be in her life. He's always blaming it on her mother or blaming it on somebody else. The reason is that he's not in her life. He never takes responsibility.
Allow her the opportunity to learn that on her own.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You don't ever want to be the reason why somebody could say that the relationship was messed up because you got in the middle of it.
Right.
But thank you so much for calling up this morning. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Fresh off of her big chop, Stacey Shaw Knows the Law is on the line. Good morning, Stacey. What you got?
Good morning. Today we're going to be going over limited driving privileges. So we're going to be back at 7:35 telling you how you can drive after a 10-year or 5-year denial on your license.
Now it's time for the sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny and humid right now. You are mostly cloudy and 73 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends.
Oh, you know we in here, Shade. What's happening? Leo season is upon
I'm
us.
Leo. Rawr, rawr, king of the jungle.
Kings.
How come you don't put on for any other sign like this?
Because this is my sign.
Rapper Afro Man 26. You remember him?
Oh, yeah. All the way.
I was going to clean my room until I got high.
Hey.
Chantel Jackson? They say she a reality star. What show she was on?
I have no clue.
And girlfriend of Nelly is 36. Mm-hmm. Rapper Soulja Boy, tell him. I see you.
Man, look, Soulja Boy don't get enough respect. He revolutionized music back in 2007 with the ringtone game.
He out here the big 3-0.
Hey, happy birthday to all my Leos born on July 28th.
So Megan Thee Stallion has broken her silence on Instagram Live, setting the record straight about the alleged shooting involving Tory Lanez in the Hollywood Hills.
I was shot in both of my feet, and I had to get surgery to get the taken out, get the bullets taken out, and it was super scary. Oh, Lord, I didn't think I was going to cry. But, yeah, I had to get surgery. It was super scary. It was, like, just the worst experience of my life. And it's not funny. There's nothing to joke about. It was nothing for y'all to start going and making up fake stories about. I didn't put my hands on nobody. I didn't deserve to get shot. I didn't do like, and thank God that the bullets didn't touch bones. They didn't break tendons. Like, I know my mama, my daddy, my granny had to be looking out for me with that one.
Just a sad situation.
Yeah, I don't understand what would make somebody want to do that to her like that.
And then what would make people think that this is funny? 50 Cent had to apologize to her for a meme that he shared. He said that he thought that it was a joke. He didn't know that this was real, that she had actually been shot.
Get well, Megan.
50 Cent is looking to... they have another deal. Looks like it's already done.
With
the
who?
Deal is with Netflix.
Oh, wow.
He got one with Starz. He's got one with ABC. Now he's adding Netflix to the list.
Stacking them up, huh?
Mm-hmm. Bow Wow turned down a versus battle.
With who?
Soulja Boy.
Bow Wow would destroy Soulja Boy in a versus battle.
He says that he's a legend.
Come on. You know,
he is. He came in the game when he was like 6 years old. He's got like mad number ones.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take away from him, but man, we throw around these words too much, man.
But
and
he
to
is.
Some, to some people, he is. He is. You know, when you was, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old back when Bow Wow was talking about puppy love, perhaps he might be a legend in your eyes. So I guess, you know, we want to give people their flowers, but don't want to throw around these words at the same time, though. Like, legend?
I think part of the pushback is when you're calling yourself a legend. That's
okay.
Really for
yeah.
somebody else
yeah.
to say.
Yeah.
I don't think you can crown yourself a legend. Can you?
Says the lady with a crown on her shirt. You a legend in my eyes, Shay.
Well, this is just because I was trying to find something to match my little turban. I'm giving you Nick Cannon vibes today
oh,
with my turban
Don't
on.
Do that.
So I had to find something that'll match it.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yep, it's about that time, Brian.
Good morning, Stacey. Let's get right to it.
Hey, good morning. So today we're talking about getting a limited driving privilege after you've been given a DUI denial. And so if you've had multiple DUIs, your license may have been suspended for 5 years or 10 years. And so you are eligible if you are not suspended for any other reason besides the DUI revocation, which means no failure to appear or pay suspensions and no accident judgments. You have to petition the circuit court in the county where you live, and you have to show that your habits and conduct no longer pose a threat to the community. You have to get an ignition interlock device installed, and that's going to be after the judge approves you to have this limited driving privilege. And you have to get an SR-22 for the duration of your limited driving privilege. Here's how you lose it. If you get any points on your license for anything other than a stop sign ticket, that's what the statute says, or your SR-22 insurance lapses, you will lose your limited driving privilege. So it's really important. There are a lot of exceptions to when your limited driving privilege can start and who is eligible and not eligible. So you want to make sure that you contact a lawyer for your specific situation. And so this is a really great opportunity, if you've not been driving for a number of years, for you to just call and see if you are even eligible. You can always call us at 816-359-1877. You can check us out online at StacyShawLaw.com. And you can find me on all social media and my new fave, IG. But my rock is Facebook, where I do lots of educational lives at Stacy Shaw Law. That's where you can find me on all social media. Usually I do a non-violence protest on Tuesdays, and I wear black. But lately I've just been shocked by the amount of racial bias and racial discrimination that I've been seeing in the media and in the city over the last 2 months. And so today our protest is going to be different, and it's going to be different every week from here on out. I want you to challenge yourself to dismantle your own racial bias today. No matter what you look like, no matter who you are, that's the challenge every Tuesday. And I'm going to challenge you to do one act to address racial bias or racial discrimination that you see around you today. That is going to be the next collective protest that we do every Tuesday. And I'm going to be posting something on my Facebook page, and I want you to respond with how you protested today. Until next time, please love each other. Peace and blessings upon you. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Another $1,200 stimulus check could be on the way in the month of August.
Oh, really? Nice birthday gift. That's right on time.
Looks like the Republicans want to reduce the $600 per week unemployment payment that has been going on since the pandemic began several months ago. Mm. Bring that down to $200 per week.
That ain't enough.
It's a $1 trillion aid package. We should find out pretty soon if this has been approved. Mm. Respect that dollar.
Got
respect
to
your parents? That's what we've been talking about today. You know, I had a conversation with my nieces. This was maybe about a week ago, about respecting their parents. And they felt like that respect is earned. And so I woke up this morning and saw a story about T.I. and Tiny's daughter saying that, quote, watch how you speak to your children. I don't care how old they are. They still deserve the same respect that you expect in return. Mm. So this was like, wow, I just had this conversation last week. Mm-hmm. Is this a thing?
I think it is with a lot of people, Shay. As a grown man now, I can look at things a little differently. Some people did not have the best situations growing up with their parents, and I understand that. And I've had differences with my parents, especially more with my daddy. You know, a lot of times we had it out as I got older in my teens. But I never lost respect for him, never intentionally disrespected him. So I live by the creed of you've got to honor your parents. That's just my situation, though.
I believe that as well. And I came to that later on in life. You know, my mother and father were married. They got married young. They were only 17.
Mm-hmm.
My parents had 5 kids. My father was in the military and they moved around. And there were some issues that came up later on in their marriage. And when I came around. So my older sisters have a different relationship with my father than I do, because when I came around, they were breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
And there were years, Brian, that I went without speaking to my father at all.
Did you and your sisters ever get into it because of that?
No.
Okay. So they respected what you was going through.
They had a different set of situations. They remember better times than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so they never tried to force me into it. But I remember one time they called me crying because my father had had an illness. And I was sleeping when they called me. And I said, oh, okay. And I hung up the phone and rolled over and went right back to sleep. And so God woke me up, like literally how I can hear your voice. God was talking to me like, how can you say that you love me and that you do things for the community, you do things for kids, you do this and that, and you don't even honor your own father? Man, that thing broke me. Mm. And so I had to go about trying to repair my relationship with my father, even though in my mind, I had nothing to repair because he's the daddy, not me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough.
And I learned then sometimes it's not right, but it's okay. And the right thing to do is to honor my father. That don't mean I got to be a fool. And if he does something, you know, physically to harm me or do something like that. No.
Mm-hmm.
But that means that he does deserve respect from me. That's my personal piece on it and how I got to respecting my father. Now we talk all the time now, you know, and
that's
it took
good.
A while to get to that place.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was right. By rights, I was right because he is the father. But that doesn't mean, but if you claim that you serve God, it's a supernatural thing that you're supposed to be doing. But anyway, I'm sorry, I went too long.
Nah, you good.
On
you
that.
Good.
What do you say?
I'm like, say, I believe that you respect your parents no matter what. In that Bible verse, you respect your parents and your days will be longer. I believe in that. Me and my parents, we are, you know, as an adult, you know, I don't agree with everything, but I still respect their decisions or whatever they made. And I've experienced my kids disagreeing with what I say. But, you know, that's how it is. You got to respect your parents no matter what.
All right, fam. Well, thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah.
It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
I was calling the flex on my wife's ex. They like to pop up every few months.
Oh.
Your wife's ex?
Yeah.
Ooh, what do you do?
They like to pop up every 2-3 months to make sure she all right and she doing better every single time. And they hating on that.
Mm.
I had a little tune for him.
What was that?
First of all, I want to give a shout out to all of her exes. I got them all in their feelings like a breakfast. Cause I'm friggin' on her before we eatin' breakfast. 14K on her ring, not a necklace.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hell
bars.
No. Bars.
Prison bars.
Nah, just bars.
So what did he do when you spit that? Did he like beatbox or did y'all duke it out?
Nah, she wanted me to, I guess, you know, be the bigger man of it. So, you know, out of respect for her, I just put it in the music. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
When he hear it, you know, if you got problems, we'll address it. But you know,
I'm the bigger man mixtape dropping next week. Get it at all your favorite retailers. Blah.
Ew.
Blah.
All right, dog. Have a good one.
You too.
Who are the 5 best rappers of all time? Think about it. Dylon, 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 and Dylon. Because I spit hot fire.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, look for highs in the upper 80s, partly sunny and humid. Right now, you are partly sunny and 75 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Congratulations are in order for Drake. He has made history. He now has the most top 10 entries on the Billboard Hot 100 ever.
Can never take away that man's ability to make a hit.
He achieved this milestone with DJ Khaled's Pop Star in Greece, his 39th and 40th top 10s, which debuted at number 3 and number 8, respectively.
Been on a roll for the past, 11 years now? Congratulations.
He previously passed the Beatles, who have 34. Rihanna has 31. Michael Jackson has 30. Mariah Carey has 28. Stevie Wonder has 28, and Janet Jackson has 27.
Woo!
Wow. It's a big deal.
It is.
Kim Kardashian flew out to Kanye West's side in Wyoming after he publicly apologized for his online rants over the weekend.
Mm.
It's the first time the couple has been together since Kanye's rally that took place in South Carolina.
And them tweets.
So a picture of them inside of the Wendy's in Wyoming is how
Wendy's?
Folks...
Mm-hmm. I didn't know the Kardashians eat Wendy's.
Who don't want a fo-fo-fo?
And the spicy nugs.
Hello, who doesn't want a fo-fo-fo?
We do got audio of them, though.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I don't know, Shay. Based on them tweets he put out and the language he was using, might be trouble in paradise.
It's easy to get a chick back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have any times? Nothing.
Uh-oh. So you done had some game run on you, huh?
No, but if they apologize in the right way, we will listen. Especially if we still love them. But if you don't love them no more, then there's nothing they can do. But if you looking for that special apology and it shows up with the right box or bag to accompany it.
To my Kobe style.
Yeah, that goes a long way, especially if you still love them.
Go a long way.
If you don't love them no more, if you don't respect them no more, then there's nothing they can do. They can give you a house and you good. NBA star Kyrie Irving has committed $1.5 million of his own money to WNBA players who have chosen not to play in the 2020 season.
Wow, that's good. I just bought some Kyrie's the other day, so I'm supporting too.
Oh, Lord. So the women in the WNBA decided that they were going to work to help with racial equity in the country and to combat systemic racism. And so they said, you know what? This is what we're going to do with our time, especially during coronavirus when we probably shouldn't be on a court like that.
Kudos to those ladies. And also, you see what they did the other day? When they played the anthem and they just walked off the court.
Walked down and went to the dressing room.
Yeah. Some serious things going on, man.
MLB games have been postponed due to the Florida Marlins coronavirus outbreak.
Miami Marlins.
It's not Florida Marlins no more?
Mm-mm.
When did they change it?
They changed the Miami Marlins, I want to say, probably about 6-7 years ago.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
I have no clue.
Oh. That completely went over my head. My bad.
Nah, you good. I didn't want to correct you or nothing. I just wanted to put the right info out.
You supposed to. We don't need to be telling the people the wrong thing. I didn't know. I didn't know they switched to Miami Marlins.
But see, Shay, this is going to be an issue, man. You know, the NBA is a unique situation because they have this actual bubble going on. MLB don't have no bubble. NFL's not going to have a bubble. In the NFL, you got way more players than baseball or basketball.
You would think that they would be safer on the baseball diamond because they're socially distancing anyway.
Right.
I mean, the only time it goes down is maybe 3 or 4 times
during
the game.
Oh, boy.
Where it could be something where touch.
Yeah, absolutely. They social distance by nature in that sport. So, it's going to be tough, man. I don't know how they're going to get these these games off in these leagues. They gonna try, of course.
They gotta get that money, baby. What is a will, there's a way. What is a bill, there's a way.
A life lesson.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Maitri.
All right, let's see what you got.
You're my angel. Nothing's gonna make you fall from heaven. Girl, I just wanna love you, love.
Don't listen to what people say. They don't know about you and me. Get it off your mind, cause it's jealousy. They don't know about this.
No, yeah. You just got registered for a chance to get $1,000 in stimulus gift cards, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Meet you. What station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam this beat.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through August 13th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
Listen and win.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to win. Activate, swipe, and spend.
Spend and go.
Celebrating 70 years.
Made with purpose. We was made with purpose. Let me say it again. We was made with purpose.
Hot 103 Jams.
Making that real money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.